An online corner for curious thinkers, a relic of a bygone internet. Yahoo says it is shutting down its Q&A forum, Yahoo Answers.
Can you boil your earphones? Can you fall in love with a potato? How was Bobby formed? There was another one.
That's journalist Jashree Kumar reading some of the site's most popular questions, wistfully, because Yahoo Answers was a crucial resource for her growing up.
There were some questions like, I swallowed a watermelon seed. Am I going to get pregnant? Maybe they were just joking around. But at the age of 11, you probably think that, like, hey, can that happen? Can I end up growing a watermelon baby accidentally?
During her childhood in India, Yahoo Answers was there for Jashree Kumar when no one else was.
To be honest, I think the lack of sex education I had in my own country, in my own social settings, is sort of tied up with this, because I was going to Yahoo Answers to look for, like, you know, what would constitute as basic sex education.
News that the website will stop allowing new posts on April 20th and will disappear entirely on May 4th has many former users looking back over these past 16 years for their Yahoo Answers greatest hits.
When I was in fifth grade, we had an Explorers project, and every person in my class got assigned an Explorer.
That's Jackie Levitan of San Francisco.
I was Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo. And there was another boy in my class who also was Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo. And so I kind of was feeling a little competitive, and I decided I wanted to prank him a little. And so I kept trying to convince him that Cabrillo's favorite color was pink, and he wasn't believing me. And so then I took to Yahoo Answers and posted a question from one account saying, what was Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo's favorite color? And then went in and answered it with a different account.
She looked it all up.
Answered February 13th, 2009. According to most of my research, Cabrillo's favorite color was pink. My name is Catalina Rodriguez, and I am distantly related to Juan Cabrillo. I have done a lot of research about this topic, and it is quite true.
Levitan remembers her poor classmate dressing in pink for his presentation. No word on if points got deducted.
The first time I used Yahoo Answers, arguably, was in high school when we had take-home tests that I could copy and paste the test question into Yahoo.
That's Michael Dugan of Atlanta.
Funny enough, it was pretty much anything. Like, I'm a chemist now, and I know I definitely used it on some chemistry tests in high school and even college.
Tan Tran says he also relied on Yahoo Answers with a dash of hope.
The funny thing about Yahoo Answers is you can rank up responses. The highest rated, I pray, is usually the correct one.
Dugan says he saw warning signs, though.
Like when I searched an answer to cheat for a test, you know, you'd dive down a rabbit hole and you'd see some dumb response to a pretty easy question. And you'd always laugh at that.
Will my laptop get heavier if I put more files on it?
That's writer Luke Winky reading an example. He called Yahoo Answers the most earnest place on the internet.
You read it and you're not sure if it's someone kind of just making a joke or if it's someone who is genuinely curious about this.
Which is precisely why people like Sophie Armstrong are sad to see it go.
I was really hurt when I heard Yahoo Answers was going to close because it has had an incredible cultural impact on the internet.
Shane Connerty, who runs a meme account called Sad Yahoos, is dedicating the next few weeks to preserving the site's content.
So after May 4th, there'll be a Yahoo Answers home, I guess, dedicated to the ridiculousness of Yahoo Answers.
And its incredible cultural impact. RIP, Yahoo Answers.